Hello and welcome to another episode of the Side by Side ATC podcast. I'm your host, Tom Haynes, and this week we're going to continue our discussion of what the weeks are like in the En Route Academy. And so last week we talked about week one, which starts off with just some introductory lessons, and you get really quickly, you get into the map, and you get into a lot of other stuff that becomes important, and they become important fairly quickly. And so week two begins kind of finishing off what you ended up with in week one. And also realize that these were guidelines that the FAA gave. The leads have a little bit of leeway. A lot of leads will get through some of these lessons quicker than the FAA thinks they will, and there's a reason for that. The lead is trying to build in some time for some extra practice later on before you get into the labs. And, you know, once you're in the labs, both non-radar and radar, there's not a whole lot of extra time that the leads have leeway with. But when you're going through the academic part of it, they do have a little bit of leeway. And so, you know, you kind of week two, and like I said, this may actually have happened during week one, but it's scheduled for week two. You finish up some of the coordination lesson. You get into the LOAs, and you have a lot of, you know, map study throughout the week during class. And then you start getting into you start getting ready for the labs in non-radar. And that begins really with a board management lesson. And it's a fairly long lesson. And then you get into, and it goes over 2 days. Then you get into how you determine route assignments. Departure procedures is another long lesson, very important lesson. You get into altitude assignments. And at the end of the second week, you start getting into holding procedures. And they go into a lot of detail about holding, and it's not just non-radar holding, it's radar holding and things like this. And so they will cover everything that you're going to need to know. The entire En Route program, both non-radar and radar, you're going to be putting people into holding. It's just the way it is. Non-radar, you're going to hold. You know, you'll find out in the LOA that you hold arrivals going into Jackson Approach. You hold arrivals going into Monroe Approach. At Greenwood Tower, you may or may not hold arrivals. It depends on who has priority, the arrival or the departure. And they teach you. And there's a very specific way to tell who has priority. And so you go with that. You may have to hold at Side and Vortec. You will be holding at Jackson. You will be holding at Monroe. And, you know, you're going to experience that in various radar scenarios as well. And so, you know, you might as well get used to it. It's a pretty important lesson. And it ends up being a long lesson that's going to go into week three, okay? And the main thing in week three that you're still looking ahead at is your map test, which comes on day 12 at the academy. And so once again, you're trying to concentrate on the map. You're trying to learn the map. You're trying to memorize the map. You're trying to make sure you're ready for the map test while you're also going through these lessons and trying to make sure that you get out of the lessons, what you need to get out of the lessons. And they're very important as far as going into the non-radar labs and succeeding in the non-radar portion and giving you a good, not just a positive experience, but a great start going into the radar portion of the En-ROUTE Academy. And so all these lessons are very important. There's a lot of good stuff. You will get tested on a lot of it in your CKT1 and your CKT2 tests. And those together are worth 9 points. So, you know, you have a lot of reasons to concentrate on these lessons. And then, like I said, while at the same time, you're trying to learn the map and be able to draw the map and be able to be prepared for the map test. You know, they're all incredibly important. You want to do well on the map test. It just gives you a great start, you know, and a great feeling going forward. So like I said, you begin the week on week two, kind of finishing up, you know, a lesson from week one on coordinating the stuff off the strip and off the flight plans. Then you get into the LOAs. Then you get into a general control lesson. You get into a board management lesson. And this is how you basically use the non-radar setup, okay, and an incredibly important lesson that you will be using for the next 5 weeks, okay, of non-radar. So that's very important. That goes over 2 days, usually. Sometimes, you know, I said the lead will try to get ahead. A lot of leads will try to do the board management lesson in 1 day. And it can be done if you don't have anything before it on that day. It can be done. I mean, the FAA says it's about a 6.5 hour lesson. Okay. You may need to take longer than that, believe it or not, to get it really settled in everybody's mind in the class. Okay? And then, like I said, you go into route assignments. You go into the departure procedures. That's going to be very important. You get into altitude assignments, and then, like I said, and I know I'm repeating myself, you get into holding procedures. And then that will go into the next week as far as finishing that lesson. But all these lessons have vital information that you need for the non-radar scenarios. And I can't emphasize that enough. When you're in class, you have to be there. You have to be present in class. And you have to be really listening and paying attention to the lesson that you're on. You can't be thinking about the map test. You can't be thinking about the lesson that you just finished. If you had a question about that lesson that you just finished, you should have asked it before you finished that lesson. Ask questions. If you're not sure, this is your career you're talking about. If you're not sure, ask the lead. Ask the A lead. I can guarantee you 100% there is someone else in your class thinking the same question. I guarantee it. You can't really come up with a new question. Someone else is either thinking that same question in your class right that moment, or it's a very common question that gets asked just about every class. I can tell you from experience, very few questions that my students came up with were truly original questions. They were questions that we dealt with in every class. And I had the benefit of being able to look at all the students' faces when the question got asked. And I can tell you, there were other people in the class that had the same question. And it's not really a question of, okay, the instructor wasn't getting the point across or something like that. Sometimes that does happen. But for the most part, it's a question of, it's new material, it's a new way of thinking to the students, and it takes a while for that to sink in. Okay? And so this is, it's a process that you go through. Okay? It just is. There's no way around it. There's no shortcut through it. It's a process that all the students have had to go through in the past, and all of you that are in the academy are having to go through, and all of you that are looking forward to the academy, you're going to have to go through it as well. It's a process. And remember, we're on week two. You're not supposed to know everything in week two. Okay? You're just supposed to know what was covered the first 10 days. And that's it. You're not supposed to know what comes in week three or four. You're not supposed to know what the class who's in non-radar 10 knows, or the class that's doing non-radar 23, 24, 25. You're not supposed to know what they know. Okay? And remember this. When they were on day 10, they were in the same position you were. No different. Having the same worries and the same concerns. Okay? Every class goes through it. Every student goes through it. So, hang in there. You're still very early, and yet you have a lot of information that's coming at you. That letter of agreement lesson plan. Oh my. You have to know the letters of agreement better than the evaluators, better than your instructors. And that doesn't come through just going through the lesson in class. You have to read and reread and reread and reread the LOAs. Every time you read them, you have gone through more lessons and you understand the LOAs a little bit more every time you read them. You have to keep reading them. And that's going to be something that you're going to have to go through at your first facility or your next facility. As a matter of fact, at your next facility, you're going to have probably three times as many LOAs. And your SOP is going to be larger than the one at the academy. You're going to have to also learn a low altitude map and a high altitude map. And the frequencies don't just go up by one as you go around clockwise. Okay? It's going to be a lot of information. Right now at the academy, it's a lot of information that you're getting. And you have to find a way, and every student's different, but you have to find a way to really cement the information in as you're going through it. It's vital. And I don't think I could emphasize that or overemphasize that. Okay. It is vital that you get all this information. And then I will tell you, it's the lead's job to kind of show you, number one, to give you the information. And then as it gets closer and closer to the lab, they start showing you how you're going to use that information. And the first time through the lesson is not necessarily when it's going to make sense. As you continue to go through the other lessons, then some of those earlier lessons will start to make sense. As you get more of the picture, more of the picture is going to be exposed. Okay, it's kind of like they're exposing this big painting to you, and they're just showing you a little corner here and a little corner over here. And then they show you the third corner and the fourth corner, and then they start to show you a little bit of one side. And it's hard to get a complete picture that way. It really is. But eventually, you will get the complete picture. And that's when, I want to say the fun starts, but I don't think students really have fun with non-radar. And it's a shame, because it's actually easier than radar. And I know a lot of students will disagree with that, but to me, it is easier than radar, because it's black and white. There's one way to solve it, as opposed to radar. There's so much going on, and there are so many different ways of solving each of those scenarios. So that's week two in a nutshell. That's the first 2 weeks of the En-ROUTE Academy. According to my list, you've gone through, oh, 37 lessons. Now, I'm including some of the map study in there, but you're talking 10 days, 8-hour days. You've already gone through 80 hours of information. And the fun is just starting. Okay, so as I like to say every week, if you're at the academy, hang in there. If you're at the academy and you're struggling, send me an email. Get in touch with me. I will help you. I can help you. One of the reasons why I'm doing this week by week is I want students to have something that they can look at and listen to ahead of time and kind of get a head start on what is actually what to expect. Okay. My mission, my heart is to help students get through the academy. That's why I'm doing this. That's why I do the podcast. That's why I still love doing the podcast. I want to give you every opportunity, everything that I can to help you get through the academy. And so that's why I keep doing this. And that's why, hopefully, that's one reason why you guys keep listening. And so, like I said, if you're at the academy, if you're struggling, contact me. We'll set up a time to talk, and I'll be able to help you. I guarantee it. Just having someone to talk to is going to be a big help. But I've got the experience. I know what you're going through. I've seen it countless times. It's not new to me. It's new to you. It's not new to me. But if you're struggling getting through the academy, or if you know someone who's struggling at the academy, hey, Tom Haynes at SideBySideATC.com. Send me an email. We will set up a time to talk on the phone, and then we'll go from there. Okay? Don't struggle without getting help, please. And that's why I'm here, is to help you. So, those of you that are at the academy and not struggling, great for you. Don't let up. Don't take that foot off the accelerator. Don't think you're done. You're not done until they tell you you're going to this facility from here. And then you're not done, because then you get to start training for real with real airplanes, talking to real pilots and real controllers. But remember, you guys are trying to get into what is the best job in the world. It's not a job for everybody, but it is the best job in the world. So, I'll end with this again. I hope you guys have a great week. If there's any questions that you have about this episode, about any of the episodes, send me an email, TomHaynes@SideBySideATC.com. I read each and every one of them. I reply to each and every one of them. And like I said, if we need to set up a phone call to help you get through what you're going through, then we will do that. Okay? So don't struggle without talking to someone. Okay. So, have a great week. Thank you again for listening. Oh, thank you guys for continuing to listen. I'm a numbers guy, so I'm always looking at numbers. I love to see people listening to old episodes. I love to see which episodes you guys like to go back to. And it's a lot of fun. I'm having fun doing this. I hope you're getting something out of it. And again, thank you so much. So until next week, like I said, hang in there. If you need help, let me know, and we can get through this side by side. Y'all have a good night.